Father, we bless you this morning. We exalt you. You are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you for your mercy, for your grace, for your love over us. We honor you, O Lord. We bow before you. We say you are God and you are God alone. Thank you for your mercy, O Lord. Thank you, righteous Father. We honor you. We exalt you. Father, we lift you up higher. Thank you, righteous Lord. We honor your name. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love over us, O Lord. We bless you, Lord. We exalt you. You are worthy to be praised. We honor you, O Lord. Be thou exalted in the name of Jesus. Lord, we bless you. Thank you, righteous Father. We honor you. Lord, we say you are good. You are kind unto us. And Father, this morning, we are before you. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Friday, the 5th of December, 2025. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy. Honor him, for his God, and he will never change. Thank him because of his love upon your life. Honor him because his God is a faithful God. Bless the name of the Lord. And I want you to stand on the word of the Lord and speak concerning this day, that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. I declare that the Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight. I declare by the word of the Lord, this day you are a day of blessing for me. I declare that no evil will befall me in the name of Jesus. I stand on the word of the Lord. I declare the lines are falling unto me in pleasant places in the name of Jesus. I legislate the blessings of the Lord upon my life this day. I declare that my portion this day is blessing in the name of Jesus. Every tongue that rises against me in judgment, I condemn them in the name of Jesus. I declare that every tokens of the evil one over my life this day is frustrated in the name of Jesus. Their enterprise is cancelled in the name of Jesus. Oh Father, I declare that this day the blessings of the Lord is upon me. I legislate blessing over this day in the name of Jesus. I take prophetic stand over this day and I declare that today my life, you align with the provision of God for me. You align with the blessings of the Lord that is allocated for me this day. I declare in the name of Jesus, you this day, you will yield your blessing unto me. You will yield your increase for me in the name of Jesus. I stand on the word of the Lord. I declare that I'm connected to my unlimited supply of grace, unlimited supply of blessing. For he has said in his word that my Lord Jesus Christ will supply all my needs according to his riches and glory by my Lord Jesus. Oh, I declare today, the Lord will open unto me his good treasures in the name of Jesus. Oh, I declare the blessings of the Lord upon me, upon the works of my hand, the blessings of the Lord upon me, upon my storehouses in the name of Jesus. It will not be said of me that there is no bread in the house of bread. Oh, for no matter how bad it becomes, there will always be food on my table and there will always be bread in my house. For the Lord has made a decree that the jar of my oil will not stop and the cruse of my wheat will not be empty in the name of Jesus. Oh, for the Lord has opened unto me his good treasures, his blessing is upon my life. I declare today, I cancel every demonic schedule, every demonic arrangement over my day. You are canceled by the blood of Jesus. I lift up the banner of the Lord over my life. As I go today, I am under the cover of the Lord in the name of Jesus. I declare that the Lord will make a glorious name for himself over my life in the name of Jesus. I declare today, I am established in the goodness of the Lord. I am established in glorious things in the name of Jesus. I declare that darkness that I cannot comprehend, darkness that I don't understand, will not overcome me. Darkness will have no way in me in the name of Jesus. Today, I declare the lights of God shine upon me. The word of the Lord says, even though darkness will cover the earth and gross darkness the people, the Lord will arise upon me and his glory shall be seen on me. I declare today, the lights of God shine upon me. The glory of the Lord is upon me in the name of Jesus. The glory of the Lord is risen upon me in the name of Jesus. I am not seated in the place of darkness. I am not seated in the corners of death and of sickness, but I am seated with my Lord Jesus in the heavenly places. Oh, I declare that I receive blessings today in the name of Jesus. I declare by the word of the Lord, He has said He will give His angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. I declare today that I receive angelic assistance in the name of Jesus. I am under the cover of the Lord in the name of Jesus. For surely the goodness and the mercy of the Lord is my portion in the name of Jesus. I declare that the mercy of the Lord becomes my portion today. The mercy of the Lord becomes my heritage in the name of Jesus. The mercy of the Lord speak for me today as I go out. The mercy of the Lord prevail over every judgment of the enemy. The mercy of the Lord prevail over any vengeance of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Anywhere my name is called, anywhere my name is mentioned, anywhere anything is planned towards me or against me, the mercy of the Lord speak for me in the name of Jesus. The mercy of the Lord arise and speak for me in the name of Jesus. Today I enjoy the mercy of the Lord in the name of Jesus. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. I want us to lift up our voice and pray for Nigeria and ask for the mercy of the Lord. Pray for this nation that, Father, let your mercy be upon this nation in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask for mercy. We ask for mercy, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. O Father, we ask for mercy. Let your mercy speak for us. Let your mercy speak for the righteous. Let your mercy speak for the cause of the gospel. Let your mercy speak for the saints in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you will cancel every devices of the wicked, every devices of the enemy in the name of Jesus, that they will not be able to perform their enterprise in the name of Jesus. Father, we declare an end to the enterprise of the wicked. We declare an end to the enterprise of the enemy over this nation in the name of Jesus. Oh, they have prosper enough in their wickedness. Father, we declare by your word an end to the enterprise of the wicked over this nation in the name of Jesus. We ask, O Lord, you will arise and you will stop the move of the wicked. You will stop the hand of the wicked over this nation. You will arise, Lord, and fight for the cause of the righteous. You will arise, O God, and fight for the cause of the gospel. Lord, you will stop the enterprise of the wicked over this nation in the name of Jesus. Lord, we declare every road save from the west to the east, from the south to the north, Lord, to the center of the nation, we declare, Lord, that your blood will take charge. You will disappoint the enterprise of the wicked in the name of Jesus. Father, you will raise up the able hand that will scatter their devices, that will scatter their coming together. Lord, together we lift up our voice. We cancel any legislation, any policy that is against the gospel of the Lord, that will stand against the righteous. We cancel them by the blood of Jesus. Father, you will arise and you will fight for the cause of the gospel in this nation, that your peace, joy, that your mercy be established in Nigeria in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Dearly beloved, this morning we are going to pray. We are using the rod this morning. I want you to turn your Bible to the book of Isaiah chapter 54 verse 17. The scripture says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servant of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, saith the Lord. This is the word of the Lord for you this morning. I want you to arise in prayer. The scripture says, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. I want you to pray that no weapon that is put together against me today shall prosper. Every weapon of the enemy that is put together to stand against me, you will not prosper in the name of Jesus. Every weapon of sickness, weapon of accident, weapon of kidnapping, weapon of sickness, terminal disease, every weapon that the enemy is putting together in the name of Jesus, you will not prosper over my life in the name of Jesus. Pray and tell the Lord, any arrangement of darkness, every arrangement of the enemy to stand against me in the name of Jesus, you will not prosper in the name of Jesus. Every arrangement of darkness, every arrangement that is picked from my lineage, every evil that is picked from my lineage, every weapon that is prepared to fashion against me, oh, I stand on the word of the Lord, you will not prosper in the name of Jesus. It will not stand, any weapon of the enemy that is put together, you will not stand in the name of Jesus. Oh, I want you to pray. I declare over my body, any weapon that the enemy is putting together to stand against me, you will not prosper in the name of Jesus. Oh, I reject any feeling of death in the name of Jesus. I reject every expression of sickness, expression of infirmity, every report of evil, report of sickness, report of diseases, report of infirmity. I reject you. You will not prosper over my life in the name of Jesus. I reject you. You will not stand. You will not prosper in the name of Jesus. You will not stand. You will not prosper. As I step out today, this month of December, and as I step into the new year 2026, I cancel any weapon of the enemy, every weapon that the enemy is putting together to stand against me. You will not prosper. I am entering 2026 victorious. I am not going in with any report of sickness. I am not going in with any report of infirmity in the name of Jesus. I am going into 2026 and I'm spending the days of my life in the goodness of the Lord in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray. I render of no effect every devices of the wicked over me. I render them useless. Every devices of the wicked over me, over my household, over my family, over my children, over my business, my career, my ministry, devices of the wicked, I render you useless in the name of Jesus. I render every devices of the wicked useless over my life in the name of Jesus. I render you of no effect over me. You will not stand. I render you useless in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray. I render of no effect every craft of the enemy, every craft of the enemy, every demonic arrangement over my life, I render you useless in the name of Jesus. I stand on the blood of Jesus. Every demonic arrangement, every demonic plot, every demonic schedule over my life, I render you useless. Every witchcraft arrangement in the name of Jesus, every demonic exchange, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. I render you useless over my life in the name of Jesus. You will not stand in the name of Jesus. I declare by the blood of Jesus that you are canceled. I break your seal by the blood of Jesus. You will not stand over me. Every prepared sealed arrangement of evil in the name of Jesus, you will not prosper in your enterprise over me. I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. I want you to pray in the name of Jesus that your enterprise, the enterprise of the wicked over me, is disappointed. In the name of Jesus, pray that the enterprise of the wicked over me is disappointed. In the name of Jesus, their enterprise is over. Their coming together is canceled. Their enterprise is over. Their enterprise is disappointed over me in the name of Jesus. Their enterprise will not stand. Their enterprise is disappointed over me in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray in the name of Jesus that the wickedness of the wicked will have no place in my life. The wickedness of the wicked will have no place to settle in my home in the name of Jesus. Oh, their plan is canceled. The wickedness of the wicked has no place in me in the name of Jesus, has no place to stand around me in the name of Jesus. For I am blessed of the Lord. Oh, I am the one that is blessed of the Lord. I am the one that is blessed of the Lord. I declare over me as I step out today that whosoever blesses me shall be blessed. Whosoever lift up their mouths to curse me, oh, they are cursed. For this is the word of the Lord. No weapon that is formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against me in judgment, I shall condemn. I condemn every wicked words of the wicked over me. Every enterprise of the wicked over me, I condemn them in the name of Jesus. I render their word useless. Oh, in the name of Jesus, their words betray them and begin to follow them all the days of their life. Evil words of the wicked betray them and follow them all through the days of their life. In the name of Jesus, I want you to pray that the rod of wickedness will not fall upon my portion. Psalm 125 verse 3 says, the scepter of the wicked shall not rest on the land allotted to the righteous, lest the righteous reach out their hands to iniquity. The scepter, the rod of wickedness, will not rest on my portion in the name of Jesus. The rod of the wicked will not rest upon my portion in the name of Jesus. I want you to declare upon your life in the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against me in judgment, I condemn you in the name of Jesus. For this is my heritage, for I am a child of God, and my righteousness is of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you today that no weapon of the enemy arises against you will prosper in the name of Jesus. Their enterprise is cancelled over you in the name of Jesus. As you go today, your portion is blessed. The Lord give unto you joy. The Lord give unto you peace in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Beloved, always remember to pray for this nation. Pray for yourself as you go out. The Lord be with you in Jesus' name. And remember the coming of the Lord Jesus. The Lord is coming. He's coming soon and very soon. Prepare yourself for His coming. It is well with you. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.